Hello, church. Charles Spurgeon said, aloneness can lead to loneliness. God's preventative for loneliness is intimacy, meaningful, open, sharing relationships with one another. In Christ, we have the capacity for the full sense of belonging, which comes from intimate relationships and fellowship with God and with other believers. The women's ministry team at Grace Bible Church exists to glorify God through the building of Christ-centered friendships. A first step to fellowship involves doing things that allow us to become better acquainted with one another. We are asking each of you to fill out a quick survey that we're going to email to you. A few of you already have, and we thank you. But if you have not, we ask that you do so soon. We're looking for common interest, mutual needs. We are committed to a renewed effort to encourage and promote fellowship and community. Many women within the church have already taken initiative. They've organized monthly lunches, popover parties, Instant Pot lessons, hosted gatherings and dinnering, tea parties, exercise groups, outings of women and children at the park, and many more. We applaud you for this creativity and your love for one another. In Ephesians 4:2, Paul says to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And in 1 Corinthians, we are told, and I'm paraphrasing, but not to hold loosely, to hold loosely to the things of the world. So we want to stress how inclusive this needs to be. We so want everyone involved. To further facilitate the announcing of the women's events and gatherings, a webpage for the women's ministry at Grace has been created and added to the Grace Bible website. We will post your events, create sign-up sheets, help locate your resources, whatever you need, if you wish. We want to be a service, not control. We help facilitate, not dominate. I know it can be hard to reach out to new people and attempt new things. Two secrets very wise people have taught me. One, think of the other person. And two, remember we all have the common confession that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. Even God's beloved saints in the scripture, praise God, he shares their imperfections, their mistakes. We're all fallible human beings living in a fallen world. Only our Lord Jesus lived a blameless, perfect life. That's not an excuse to do less. It's the freedom in Christ to do more. Speaking for the team, Andrea Powell, Kelly Felker, Carla King, Lauren Carmichael, and myself, you are all loved. You are all wanted, and you are all needed. Each part is required to make the whole. Again, we asked you to complete the survey, check out the new website that's been posted, and remember there's also a Grace Women's Facebook page. Finally, quoting Charles Spurgeon once again, Satan always hates Christian fellowship. It's his policy to keep Christians apart. Anything which can divide saints from one another, he delights in. He attaches far more importance to godly intercourse than we do. Since union is strength, he does his best to promote separation. Thank you all for being such a beautiful body of Christ.